sets, 4-2 went home to Winsford, 2 goals for Solenderson, a goal for Matty Kay, and a goal for Carlos Mendes Gomez. A pretty good day out.
Yeah, really pleasing that we got the 3 points today, Rob. We knew that it was going to be a tough game, heavy pitch, and the weather, you know, the rain came in and made it really tough for both teams. So to be 3-0 up at half time, I was really pleased with how we played. It's obviously nice to get the 3 goals in the first half, and even though, you know, Winsford came back and gave it a go in the second half and scored really early, we still had enough quality to go on and win the game. So yeah, really pleasing there, really pleased for Sol. He's laid a little bit of a challenge down to Sol and Johnny Poyser, because obviously losing Ash is a big blow to us. He was kind of a bit of a talisman for us and really set a platform for how we want to play, as well as scoring goals. So I've set a challenge to Sol and Poyser and say, you know, it's the onus is on you now over the next kind of month or so to make sure that Brox and I don't need to go out and get anyone else. So for Sol to score 2 goals today, we're delighted with that. And for Johnny to come on and nearly score with his first touch and be a threat, you know, I'm really pleased with our options going forward.
It was a late signing of the week, signed Kevin McGrath from Runcorn Lennox. What will he add to the side?
Well, I've known Kev a long time. He came to Lee as a youngster when I was at Lee, and he's a big, strong centre-half, and he's a bit no-nonsense, and it's exactly what we need. And, you know, from the first corner today, the lads miraculously cleared it off the line and nearly scored on his debut, and then he did the same in the second half. So he'll bring us a threat from set pieces that we've perhaps not had. But more important than that, Brox and I and the rest of the management team have been looking at some of the goals we've been conceded, and we haven't been happy because, you know, it's individual errors, it's concentration, it's, you know, sometimes wanting to overplay from the back, and you know, we really want somebody in there who's going to defend first and foremost. And his remit is really to come into the team, make the team his own, make the shirt his own, keep clean sheets, and push us on from there. And you know, we've got to have a really strong end to the season now. We've had a habit of doing it. We've let ourselves down over the last 2 months, and I think I'm not being overcritical there. I think there's a definite feeling that the lads are disappointed with how our results have gone over the last 2 months. So Kev's going to come into the team, and he's got a responsibility for pushing us on from now until the end of the season.
You've just finished doing a Q&A with the West Isbury under-8s and some of the junior supporters. Half-time, full-time, the players are high-fiving the young fans. The crowd of 251 today. I mean, just how much of a difference does that make to the team?
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You know, we've got so many people behind the scenes working really hard, volunteers, supporters, the committee, working really hard to try and place us at the centre of our community. And you know, the work that people have done off the pitch in terms of developing our youth setup has been pretty staggering, really. And the club that we have now is a credit to a lot of people that we've come the distance that we have. It's pretty impressive that, you know, we've been able to kind of, I mean, the food bank stuff that we've done today is absolutely outstanding from a community point of view, and everybody's bought in, and we've got a load of food that people have, you know, who are less fortunate than ourselves can hopefully benefit from this time of year. And getting the young lads involved is brilliant for us. It hopefully creates a little bit of longevity for us. One of the key things why I'm so proud and delighted to be involved in our club is that we're trying to do things the right way, which we're trying to create some longevity, and you know, it's just amazing to be part of, really, and long may it continue, because if we can continue to attract these type of gates, it will enable us to maybe invest a little bit on the pitch and maybe look at, you know, progressing up the ladders, because, you know, with followings of 250, that's an Evo Stick Division 1 North following. Absolutely it is, and it's important that the lads on the pitch and myself and the management team work hard to make sure that support and that work that's been put in off the pitch is replicated on it.
Finally, big game Tuesday night, away to Gloucester North End in the quarter-final of Manchester Premier Cup, with an away tie to FC United and Manchester at stake in the semi-final. As a manager, is that the kind of game you want to be involved in?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't usually kind of comment about what we talk about in changing rooms, because it's between those four walls a lot of the time. But I've just said to the lads in the debrief there that they've got a massive game on Tuesday, and I made a couple of subs there to look after a couple of players, because, you know, we know Glossop, they are a tremendous team. They are flying high in the league above. I know Chris is a friend. I've just said to the lads, it will be by far and away the toughest game that we play against this year. And that we want to go to Glossop and give a good account of ourselves, and we want to show that we have, you know, the talent to be able to compete at that level. So there's a few players that we've got that used to play for them. It'll be a big game for them. We do have an attacking threat going forward. I'm just hoping that we give a good account of ourselves, and we do provide problems for them, and we can catch them off guard and maybe nick something. It's a 1 in 100 result, but if we work hard and we take our chances when we get them and we're solid at the back, then we might have an opportunity. And I've just said to them, you know, who wouldn't want to play at a purpose-built stadium in front of 2,000 fans on an absolute carpet? So that's the kind of platform that some of our players are aspiring to be at. You know, they have that great opportunity in front of them there, so no greater incentive for them really than that at the end of the day.
Seth, thanks so much. Congratulations.
Thanks, Rob.